So we're here at the iHub in Nairobi, and I'm talking to Eric Hirschman, who was involved in setting this up. Eric, what's the iHub brought to the developer community here in Nairobi?
Well, yeah, the innovation hub, the iHub, is it's all about creating a common nexus point for all the technology community. So we have coders, we have designers, we have researchers, we have bloggers. Everybody who's kind of part of the technology community comes in here. We have over 2,200 members, and these guys are they're the guys who, some of them are members, some of our members are at Google, some are Microsoft, some are hackers from the university. You know, it's all kinds of people who come in here. And what we found is it's a great cross section of people who are in big corporate, people who are just university grads, entrepreneurs on their own, as well as people who come from the academic and government settings. So it's this kind of this central meeting space that that really gives a lot of energy to the community.
So in London, when I say we're going to Kenya to meet a whole lot of coders and people who are experts on government transparency, I get a very strange and slightly patronizing look. I think there's guys in the north and the west who've got to wake up to what's going on down here. I mean, how do you see this team?
Yeah, well, so, you know, this is generally the narrative about Africa is the problem, right? It's what you see in the media is not actually what's happening. We have just a groundswell of tech innovation coming out of places like Nairobi, these big tech hubs in Africa that are the central place where you have big corporates, like I said, that, you know, that have lots of coders that they're training up, and we have great universities who are training people in business and tech. And so we have quality coders here who, guess what, their clients are international. They sometimes don't even have any local clients because they're so good that they're being hired to do Android or iPhone or web apps for clients in the US and Europe.
And if I'm listening to this in London, say, and I suddenly want to get involved and find out what's going on here, what's the best way? How do I get in touch with you at the iHub?
I just go to the website, ihub.co.ke. It's very simple. Our website's there. You can contact us. You can see what's going on because the blog is always talking about what's happening around here. There's events, there's job openings, all kinds of things.
Now, you've built a strong reputation in working on different forms of political transparency and political engagement through projects like Ushahidi and others. What's the transparency scene like here in East Africa, and how can it improve?
Yeah, so, you know, Ushahidi is all about changing the way information flows. We deal in the whole crowdsourcing space where we say, you know, the local people know what's going on the ground more than anybody else. So let's gather that up and aggregate it and visualize it. But we're born out of Kenya. This is our home. And so when we look here, we look around, and the data that you might find about a country, about where ministries are spending their money or things like that, is not as easy to find here. And so it's really interesting to talk to groups like the World Bank who are doing open data initiatives, and talking to government permanent secretaries like Dr. Ndimo here in Kenya, who are trying to open up the data space. But the truth is, there's just a lot of friction where, you know, government doesn't want to open up that data because it feels like it's a lack of control. And what I think most people are missing out on, and this happens especially here in Africa, is that these institutions are very inefficient. The governments, the large corporates, the large, you know, non-corporates, the large UN and Red Cross type organizations. And what happens is those inefficiencies that they bring into the market because of their size and historical legacy way of doing things, it becomes less relevant because end runs get done on them, where technology allows us to bypass their inefficiencies and make it happen anyway. So, you know, while we try and open up the data as much as we can through the channels that are the normal channels, the government channels, and at the end of the day, it's going to come out anyway. And so what we do is just create platforms that allow that information to surface.
Just with a few seconds left, do you think there's a strong role for donors to play here? They talk about transparency, but they seem to do it in an old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I think transparency has a couple different definitions, not all of which I agree with. I think that, you know, the big organizations that happen to have the data, like the DFIDs and the USAIDs and the Red Crosses and World Banks, need to open up their information. World Bank's leading the way on this one. I hope that the other donors would follow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.